Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows. We've assembled a new program today comprised of some of the best interviews. Let's get started. Here's travel expert Stephanie Abrams.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, you're with me, aren't you? And we're having the best time. Still roaming about in Ireland. And one of the things I love to talk about and write about is my favorite subject. I've spoken about it so many times, and yet every time I'm talking about different things, and that's castle hopping. You know what castle hopping is? When you come to Europe, you have an opportunity to go and visit castles. And many of them are museums, some of them are ruins, others have an admission at the door, some are free to come through. But if you're going to go rummage around in castles, whether they're museums or they're ruins in a field and you just stop to go and play, isn't it wonderful to visit castles by day and stay at them by night and feel like you have moved into an era and hang out in that era? It's just grand to do. You can find lots of castles at sabrams.com. Just go sabrams.com or travelers411.com. Put the word castles in there. You'll have a lot of work to do. You'll probably get 100 pages of results of different castles you can look at, some of which you can stay in, but I'm always thrilled to introduce you to a new one. And by the way, you can be following my travels around at Twitter at iTripU, and just the letter U at the end, I-T-R-I-P-U. I'm actually sitting in front of a roaring fire in a drawing room of a castle in Ireland, and I'm going to introduce you to the Baron of Salt at Baileach Castle, Paul Duran, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by Amtrak and I Love New York. Leave the driving to Amtrak. Visit iloveny.com to access a 15% discount between any two stations within New York State. This special also includes Montreal. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey and visit iloveny.com and amtrak.com for details.
Castles in the air.
I'm in this wonderful, great room in front of a wonderful fireplace on a very Irish day. And what a grand way to start the new year, this January 4th, with Paul Duran, who is, I like to say Lord of the Manor here. Baron of Salt is actually his official title at Baileach Castle. You may know the word Baileach, the name Baileach, because there is a brand of china that's quite well known, porcelain and glassware and whatnot. But that's not near here. That's up in the north, isn't it, Paul?
Yes, Baileach is about 70 miles to the north of here.
And what is the relationship between Baileach Pottery and Baileach Castle, or is there one?
There is none whatsoever. Baileach, I believe, was the original medieval name for Ballinar, and it's just coincidental.
Isn't that interesting? And for those of you listening to us in Berkshire County in western Massachusetts, where my senior producer David Isby is anchoring Happy New Year, David. We are very privileged to have our studio at the beautiful Crown Plaza, Pittsfield, Berkshire. And that's the city that is twinned with Ballina, County Mayo, where we are now. So all of you listening on WBRK 101.7 FM, and even those listening on WSBS 860 on the AM dial in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, we're in the sitting at the connecting point. It's quite grand. So let's talk about...
So hello from Ballina in Mayo.
Isn't that grand? That really is lovely. And you know, it's an extraordinarily successful Twin City relationship between Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and Ballina, County Mayo. And for those of you listening, what a wonderful way to do cultural exchanges and to create people migrating between places. There's so much to be learned on every level, from the children who get involved to, you know, every age group and every special interest that gets involved. And that particular relationship is a very strong and healthy and successful one. So 2, 3, 4 times a year, there are people crossing the ocean in one direction or the other, from County Mayo, Ballina to Pittsfield, and in the reverse. The next group I know that's coming over is coming over in July. And Marie and Pat Gormley, hi, y'all. I know you're getting dressed for church at the moment. they're very much involved in it, and I probably should send them your way to say hello when they come over.
Yes, I think the Gormleys have been in here a few times. I believe I've met them.
I'm sure you have.
And I think they did a production on my dad when he was alive.
Oh, well, yes, because Pat is very much involved with the local public access station, so... You see, and you just walk across an ocean, people, and you drive up to a place you've never been, and you sit down, and you're talking about people you both know.
That's it. The world is small.
Yeah, and that's what travel and tourism and hospitality is all about. Well, Billy Castle is quite the masterpiece.
Thank you.
Why haven't they filmed a Downton Abbey-style something here?
Have you worked on that yet? I suppose it's marketing needs pushing, and there's so much here to do that we don't have time or resources to start going out and chasing production. However, one of my plans when I started my second tour of duty, because I was here, we've been here since 1961, but I was born in Jersey Island, just off the French coast, and I've been living there up until 2011. One of the things when we turned up to take charge of the castle, to look after the castle after my father's departure, was to look at doing a production. And I could see, I've got some tremendous staff here. They are very Irish. I mean, they are funny, naturally. There's a couple of characters. One of them you've just seen lighting the fire here, Michael and Vinny. They're so funny naturally that we wanted to do a little comedy show.
And you would be Basil Fawlty, would you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But you kind of nailed it there. What it would be a blend of Fawlty Towers and the Irish RM and Father Ted, thank you, yeah. And to have that, there has not been a production after Fawlty Towers that captures that hotel feeling. And to do it here in Ireland, I had imagined, having met Danny DeVito at his place in Florida a couple of years ago, to have him discover that he not only has Italian roots, but he also has Irish roots.
That would be hilarious.
And to have him coming back here and being met by Vinny and Michael, and to be introduced to the local atmosphere and the local people, and just to let them run loose would be hilarious. And we could have a 10-episode show of different characters from the US scene coming over to meet Danny and to see how things are going on. And you could see Brad Pitt coming over here to learn his Irish accent, for example, for his great movie there. What was it called? When he played the little Irish gypsy.
I think I must have missed that one.
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, it's very good.
Well, when you figure out what it was, let me know.
I'll come back to you on that one.
I will make it a point to be sure to see it. But, well, Matthew, if you play your cards right, Matthew Broderick's grandfather's house, or maybe great-grandfather, but I think it was grandfather, is in Donegal, just on the fringe of Donegal town. And every now and then, he and Sarah Jessica Parker show up walking about in town because, like me, they need a dose of Ireland and an escape from the insanity that is the world. And so, I mean, you clearly, and there's so many amazingly creative, talented Irish performers who float regularly in and out of Ireland when they're on their way somewhere else to make a film or perform in, you know, in some way, in some place. I mean, Liam Neeson and Pierce Brosnan and Enya, who you might see at Leo's Tavern is that in Donegal or Sligo? It's Donegal, isn't it? Her father owns that place, but she's got a place in Killiney, just outside of Dublin town. There's just amazing talent in Ireland. So, but I know it does. Look what Downton Abbey did for Highclere.
Absolutely brilliant.
And Highclere is an amazing elephant in terms of, can you only imagine? I know you know what it means to maintain Baliek Castle. Now multiply it by about 1,000. And you've got Highclere, where they filmed Downton Abbey, and 5 seasons of Downton Abbey will do a lot for your positive cash flow.
For sure, yeah. So
we're going to continue talking with Paul Duran. Stay with us.
I'll bet you could use some adventure in your life. It's time to make that bucket list trip a reality. Let me introduce you to Colette, a family-owned guided travel company that has been around since 1918. The entire Colette team shares a passion for travel. Across all 7 continents, they'll seamlessly take care of all the details of your journey. Whether you are setting out to experience Yellowstone National Park, the Great Wall of China, or the magic of Rome, the only thing you'll need to do is pack. They'll take care of everything else. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. Now that's pampering. For details on Colette's comprehensive land tours, river cruises, rail journeys, small group trips, and more, check out their website at gocolette.com. That's gocolette.com. Or call 877-760-7616. That's 877-760-7616.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, 1 or 2 smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a 3rd year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy 2. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
334-0522.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, the green and red mayo, I can see it still.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Paul Duran with me, or maybe he has me with him, here in the drawing room, the great room of Balik Castle, which is a very imposing sight as you come through the gates and drive up the long drive, and the house and the lawn in front of it, the rolling lawn in front of it, are just before you, very much like something you'd see painted in a portrait. I mean, it's just the most beautiful sight coming up the drive. And you mentioned, Paul, the involvement with Balik Castle, and I think the date was 1961, was that? Or was it close to that? Explain how the castle and the Duran family came to know one another.
Now, that's a long story.
Go for it.
Get into it?
Go for it.
Okay, so my father was born in 1916 in London. Lived in Bournemouth in the south coast of England along with his parents. My grandfather was a journalist, photographer for one of the daily papers. I think it was the Mail. And he was a bit of a wild child. And was brought up in that period, and as lots of little boys do, started to collect stamps and artifacts, insects, and particularly fossils, which the south coast of England is quite famous for. My father was a good athlete. He was in the under-18 championships boxing, and told me as a little boy that he could swim as fast as Johnny Weissmuller. And Johnny Weissmuller, of course, was the black and white Tarzan hero of the time. So, of course, I believed him. And
was it true, or was that among other lies?
He certainly had. No, he certainly had medals for swimming, and he was a very good swimmer. So I don't suppose there's any.
What was his name?
Marshall. Well, that's interesting. I call him Marshall, but we'll get to that in a second if you dig deep enough. So Marshall was a bit of a wild child and probably ran away from home several times during this period, and was sent home, got caught trying to jump onto ships to America, got sent home, but finally joined the circus as a trapeze artist. I said he was quite athletic, and he fell in love with one of the young ladies doing the trapeze. Fell out with her and decided the trapeze was a bit risky in these circumstances, and moved sideways into other aspects of the circus and the fair.
He really was a wild child.
Yeah. He then supplemented his income by calling door to door, going on what they call the knock, which would be calling from house to house and buying antique silver and jewellery off the lady of the house during the afternoon, and selling these to antique brokers and dealers later on. So that's where he gathered his knowledge on antiques, English hallmarks. He would know how to tell how valuable a piece of silver was by the stamps on it, by the hallmarks. And also he would know how to do the acid test. Of course, the acid test would be adding sulfuric acid to gold to see the content of gold in that.
How old would he have been at this point?
Well, he would have been in his teens.
Well, that's quite a bit of astounding knowledge for a teenager.
Well, they had to get on with it in those days, remember? He,
well, that's quite a skill.
Yeah, but he was drawn to the sea, so eventually he joined up with the English Merchant Navy on a boat where he became the stoker, throwing the coal into the furnace in the engine room, and he would chug around European ports, learning the trade as a seaman. However, he was drawn to America and wanted to get onto American shipping. However, in that period, which would probably be in the 30s, he required American citizenship to be employed on American shipping. And more difficult was that the American shipping was unionized and it was very much a closed shop. So he couldn't just go and join the union. So one night in a bar in Southampton, my father met an Irish-American.
Southampton, England.
Southampton,
as
England.
As opposed to Southampton, Long Island, New York.
Exactly, Southampton, England. By the Isle of Wight, down the south coast, just up the road from Bournemouth. My father met an Irish-American called Thomas Duran. And over a pint of ale, he bought all the paperwork for Thomas Duran to become an American citizen and had the union papers to join the American Merchant Navy. So from that point, my father ceased being Jack Fenn and started being Marshal Duran.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I correct that. He started being Thomas Duran. And in shortly after that, he joined up with the American shipping and just signed on as Thomas Duran, and off he sailed to New York. And he spent the next 20 years living between New York and England as a seaman working for the American Merchant Navy.
So let me ask you a question. Is Fenn spelled with two N's?
Correct.
Well, in Pittsfield, we've got a street named for your family before the name change, because we've got Fenn Street, and Fenn Street intersects North Street, where there is a historic bank building, and inside the bank building, aside from a bank and other businesses of various kinds in this office building, is the headquarters of WBRK 101.7 FM and their AM station as well.
Excellent.
So I've got to get you to Pittsfield and get a sign under Fenn Street for you.
Now, I'd like you to do me a little favor. Just to, speak to your bank manager next time you're there. Just check that we haven't got an account opened there.
It might have been opened.
We know what you do, what might the Swiss do, and keep the money, you know.
Might have been opened in the mid-1900s.
That's it.
Okay.
So
we now have Jack Fenn is now Thomas Duran.
And he joined up the merchant fleet and served during the Second World War with the Americans.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what happened to Thomas Duran? Did he become Jack Fenn or
no
did he
idea.
Become Peter Pumpkin Eater?
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He just disappeared. Took his money and disappeared.
That's hilarious.
Never heard of from our point of view again. Probably just as well.
So have you written this story?
There is some archives about it, yeah. Mm. If you'd stayed with us last night, you'd have been able to read the eulogy to my father. It's in every bedroom, and it's quite interesting. I'll give you a copy.
Yeah.
It's a bit of fun. He's a character.
So, for sure.
So he was on the North Atlantic convoy system working on American shipping. And by this stage, he'd graduated to officer and was driving the boats back and forward. So I see we have a little invasion.
No, it's wonderful.
It's bar time. People are coming in to
enjoy the libations in the bar facility.
Absolutely.
That adjoins the great room.
A fine pint of Guinness is poured in this property.
I'll bet it is.
So he was on one particular event. You turn up at the shipping office and they give you a ticket for your boat. So he picked up his ticket, and as he went to the ship, it was being loaded with ordnance, with bombs. They were loading 350,500-pound bombs onto his boat.
Now, what year would this have been?
Second?
What year would this have been?
This was 1943.
All right, so you got the height of World
Incorrect.
War II.
Incorrect. It was November 1942.
Yeah, the war's on.
Yeah. Okay. And he was, this boat was scheduled to take this ordnance to Murmansk in northern Russia.
Well, we're going to hold that thought right there. Don't leave me. And with the ringing of his bell. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams with my on-air travel companion, David Isby. Seasoned travelers know that October through March is the value pack time to go to Europe, and it's the smart season for travelers to go to Ireland.
October through March offers smart season travelers low rates and availability at the places you want to stay at and visit without the crowds of summer.
There are more airlines flying to Ireland offering competitive airfares during smart season travel and spectacular values at cozy country castles, historic hotels, and inns, all with cheery fireplaces and warm welcomes waiting for you.
You can experience the best of Ireland by combining city and countryside visits to Dublin and Wicklow, Belfast to the Antrim Coast, or Galway to Connemara.
Don't miss ongoing festivals around the Emerald Isle, including Dublin's Tradfest in January with the best traditional Irish music, and the St. Patrick's Day week-long festival celebrations.
Plan your trip now at Ireland.com and call your travel agent.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Slinky Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a five-pack of Hohner harmonicas with case, just $15. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big. New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
is Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you've just joined us, I can't begin to tell you what you've missed. But you can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com. You can click and subscribe free to our podcasts of every show. You can also go to the show notes and select by date, by subject, by destination, what you're interested in listening to. It's all archived. So if you miss the beginning of today's show, you can catch it all at sabrams.com or travelers411.com and hear what we've been talking about at Balik Castle in County Mayo in Ireland, and talking with Paul Doran, whose official title is the Baron of Salt, and I'll get to that soon, too. I've just opened the kettle of worms here to find out a little bit about the history of the Doran family and how they came upon Balik Castle. And your father's, he was quite the wild thing, Paul. And we left him leaving the name of Jack Fenn behind and buying someone else's identity so that he could be a member of the Merchant Marines Union, basically, in America, and became Thomas Doran. And, you know, that's kind of a funny thing. So many people are tracing history and ancestors and whatnot online and with geological societies. Imagine somebody tracing and suddenly finding out that the names, you know, I mean, you know this story, but imagine if you hadn't known it and came upon, well, you know, Thomas Doran really was Jack Fenn. It's kind of a nice twist. So we left him where? On a ship with some bombs on it in World War II.
He was standing in front of his given ship for the transatlantic crossing. And as I said, they were loading, as he stood in front of it, 350,000 large bombs onto this this vessel, this freighter, which were going to supply the Russian war effort on the Eastern Front in their efforts against the Nazis. We're talking about probably September 1942, and his immediate reaction was to run, but he couldn't because he was obliged to take his responsibility and get on that ship. The problem with Murmansk, which is the only port in the north of Russia, which is open during the winter at the time, to the other ports were blocked by ice. Murmansk was the only port open, and of course the Nazi regime knew this as well, and about 60% of the vessels heading on the North Atlantic over to Murmansk were actually sunk by the wolf packs of German Nazi U-boats, he was concerned that his chances of survival were pretty low. But the boat left New York, and one day out at sea, they had fresh instructions, fresh orders, and the boat turned south. It was rerouted to Calcutta, not to Murmansk. So I guess this was known maybe only by the captain, or they had a message once they left town that they were going to Calcutta. So they left the convoy of 50 or 60 boats and headed on their own down to the Cape of Good Hope, round the Cape of Good Hope, up by Ceylon, Sri Lanka, Ceylon, and then up to Calcutta, where they offloaded the ordnance without any incidents whatsoever.
Now, how does this lead him back to Ireland in a connection with Balik Castle?
It's coming. On the way back from Calcutta, they loaded quite a lot of merchandise, including 400 live monkeys, which were going back to the U.S. for medical experiments. They left. Poor monkeys. And they left America. Sorry, they left Calcutta. And when they were crossing for the second time, going back to New York, the Cape of Good Hope, it was in the roaring 40s, which is that wild bit of weather-beaten sea to the south of the Cape of Good Hope. They were torpedoed in the middle of the night. Now, Marshall tells the story in a letter he wrote to his mum and dad, a 10-page letter.
Who is Marshall?
Right. Jack Fenn became Thomas Duran, and Marshall was his family name from his mother's side, and he adopted it in later life as his first name. It does get complicated.
You need a scorecard.
You're
going to
have to pay attention, aren't you?
Yes. Okay. So he's now.
I was coming to that in a minute. So he's then sunk 200 miles south of the Cape of Good Hope. Luckily, they managed to broadcast a mayday. And after a horrific time of a few days in the lifeboat, he was rescued. And most of the people were rescued except for the poor guys who had to jump into the sea to get into the lifeboat, and they were eaten by sharks.
And this is a scene out of the movie Pi, Life of Pi.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did, excellent.
Did it make you think of your father?
I did laugh that he hadn't been able to see it, yeah, he liked that. Young guys that jumped into the sea were simply eaten by the sharks, he managed to make it into the lifeboat and survived. After the war, he was on the SS America, your passenger ship, which ran from New York through to Southampton, and he did over 200 Atlantic crossings on that boat. Okay?
Was he working on this?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, sure. He was an officer.
I think it was either that or he's laundering money. I mean, why would he be back and forth?
Let's get there in a second.
Tell me that comes next.
That comes next.
My goodness.
Okay, so it was quite simple between Southampton and New York. He knew what to do. He was going to drive the boat. But in the meantime, he had his own little business, and he was buying English silver, which, as I told you, he learnt about when he was calling door to door and buying silver. So he would now buy trade silver from Brighton, which is full of antique shops, lovely place to go if you like antiques, and also London, North End Road and all that, was buying antiques, using the SS America as his own personal DHL freight service back to New York, and he could put as much cargo on as he wanted. So he was supplying a little shop he'd opened up on 8th Avenue in New York with a young lady, I think her name was Priscilla, who managed the shop for him. So he would go and buy English silver and sell it in New York. However, going from New York to Southampton, he was kind of a little bit stuck for what to do. So he decided that there was a very high demand for nylon stockings, and I mean tights. After the war, the English ladies and European girls could only get silk stockings, but the craze was to own tights. Okay, so he set up a little smuggling gang and shipped nylon stockings from New York on the SS America to Southampton. Now, he did this by having the nylon stockings delivered in vulcanized rubber bags. Okay, so all the stockings were piled in, about 1,000 stockings into each bag, which would be at the size of your domestic bin liner. He would then seal it up with tape, okay, have these delivered in broad daylight to the SS America, where he would load them on as his own personal baggage. Then during the trip from New York to Southampton, he would remove the inspection hatcher door between the two hulls of the SS America, because they're twin-hulled. You know the story of the Titanic, and that's got a story here as well at La Hada. The story of the Titanic is they got twin hulls, but the outside hull keeps the water out, and the inside hull becomes a secondary hull if the first one is perforated. So he would take the inspection patch off, put the 25 bags of nylon stockings in between the two hulls of the SS America, and screw the bolts back on this inspection patch and head for Southampton. Now, the customers and excise knew that all the sailors were smuggling stuff into England, okay? But they didn't know how or when it was being done. So they would stalk the ships like the SS America coming into Southampton. On their way into Southampton, they'd follow them, expecting the sailors to be depositing stuff into the sea or to be delivering to boats, etc. Marshall was cuter than that. His merchandise remained between the two hulls of the SS America.
When did he take it off?
Wait your time.
Well, you know, we only have an hour. So,
On the way out, the customs would come and search the boat, but on the way out, leaving the country, he would then remove the packaging from the twin hulls And while he was going past Hailing Island, which is just outside the Solent, he would then offload...
Where is it?
South of England, Bournemouth. The Isle of Wight is the Solent.
Oh, okay.
The Neals, the three Neals down there, and then the next little bit of water is called Hailing Island.
Okay.
Two guys in two rubber boats would come out and follow the SS America at night.
And they'd offload it.
And he would throw out these...
throw out your dead.
Throw out the dead nylon stockings into the sea, along with a little lamp which I have over there in the corner, which would flip up and light up, and they'd come and take them and sell them in London. Okay? So the customs next high started to work their way back up the chain and in about 1952, Marshall was approached by the customs, and they said, look, we know who you are and what you're doing.
We have to leave him right there while we take a quick commercial break. We'll be come right back. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. You know, I'm a great believer in traveling richly. Let me introduce you to Colette, a company delivering value-packed world-class travel experiences since 1918. With remarkable itineraries that can take you to all seven continents, they'll immerse you in the culture, history, and cuisine of the world's most spectacular places. Visit everything from vibrant cities to remote villages with like-minded travelers. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. What a great way to travel. For details on this and other Colette services, call 877-760-7616 or visit gocolette.com. That's go, C-O-L-L-E-T-T.com. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm Ernest Dwight with a warm welcome inviting you to visit the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association's Education Foundation booth at the New York Times Travel Show on Saturday and Sunday, January 24th and 25th at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am happily ensconced in front of the fireplace in the great room, the drawing room at Balik Castle in Ballinov, the sister city to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, here in County Mayo, Ireland, with Paul Duran, with whom we have a mutual friend, the Gormleys, and I'm sure of Pittsfield. I'm sure that we know some other people in common from Berkshire County and from Pittsfield as well, Paul. We've been getting the family background on what started out with Paul telling me that his father was a wild thing. And I suspect you've inherited some of that.
I certainly have.
Well, I have to tell you, you remind me very much of my cousin Jerry. And my listeners from time to time have heard me talk about my cousin Jerry. One day I'll give you the Reader's Digest condensed version. I should get him over here, the two, or you over to the States, and he lives not far from Baltimore, Maryland, and get you guys together because you'd have a fine afternoon together. So we left your dad, and in America we sometimes talk about the people that many of whom were Irish descendants who were making moonshine and bootleg bathtub gin in places in the mountains, in the Ozarks and in the Appalachian Mountains. And the revenuers would come, the people from the tax department. This sounds like a parallel story on the other side of the ocean. So I need to get to the Reader's Digest abridged version of at what point has all of this bootleg running of ladies' nylons turn into funding that, and all the other things that your dad was doing with buying and selling silver and antiques and whatnot. I mean, what a skill. I mean, I collect antique porcelain, and I know what it is to have the skill of knowing what a mark is and, you know, what's a legitimate mark and what's a fraudulent something or a copy and a fake. And it's quite a skill to be able to tell the differences. But at what point was, when you look at the scales, one side of the scale held the money, and the other side of the scale was the availability of Balik Castle in County Mayo, at which he said, let's convert all this revenue from silver and nylons and all the other endeavors into brick and mortar of this wonderful palatial place.
Well, unfortunately, he wasn't as successful as Al Capone. I don't think there was that much money
but Al Capone got caught by the IRS, and that's, of all the heinous things he did, they caught him on tax evasion.
That's it. So my father, in 1952, left the United States. He was in New York and the SS America, and went to live in Jersey, where he bought a small hotel there with probably, you know, with some of his...
Is that the Revere?
Yeah, the Hotel Revere in Jersey. And
people, he's not talking about New Jersey. He's talking, Paul Duran is talking about the island of Jersey, which is one of the Channel Islands between England and the UK and France. So a place I haven't been but have wanted to go forever.
It's a charming little island, and Marshall was mesmerized by it and proceeded to inject all his personality, his antiques, his charm into this hotel, which we still have today, and produce a business which was good. But during the 50s, America and Russia were starting to come to blows, so it was called the Cold War, and he thought that the world was going to see World War III before we hit 1960. So he started to look
for... A lot of people thought that. That's how we got in Berkshire County, where we live. And I hope... I'm going to convince you to come and visit us, Paul, because
sure,
I want to take you to a whole bunch of places. And I'm sure all the people in Pittsfield will be thrilled to see you there. But we have a museum, the Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute, that is the result of those folks collecting amazing artwork for their personal collection from all the Degas and Renoirs and whatnot, and wanting in the 1950s to find a safe haven to store it, because everyone was convinced at that time period that New York City would be bombed by the Russians and the artwork would go with it. So they picked Williamstown, Massachusetts, as the place to create a kind of mausoleum to store the art, which today is a phenomenal world-class museum in Berkshire County, Massachusetts.
Well, we didn't have any amazing art, but my father had a wife and me, and thought that to look for a property in Ireland would be a safe haven, and that he wanted, by this stage he was building his own castle in Jersey. I didn't get that far yet. You didn't ask me that question about the other
castle.
That's
for a different day.
And
what's that one called?
Flickey Castle.
Spell it.
F-L-I-C-Q-U-E-T. And it's on the northeast corner. And he built it from scratch by buying demolition property off old properties, lintels, arches. It's a granite building, absolutely fantastic. And he was building that in the 50s and decided he would want a Irish castle hotel to run as a hotel. So he came out here specifically looking for a property and finished up buying this property, Billy Castle, in 1961.
And he bought it from whom?
It was owned at that moment by the county council, who had acquired it as a sanatorium for tuberculosis. In the 40s, Ireland was rife with this horrible disease, and the way they approached the problem was to isolate people who had symptoms of tuberculosis and incarcerate them in buildings such as this all over Ireland. So if you had a bad cough or something and they thought maybe that's tuberculosis, you're picked up and locked away here. And there were 60 female inmates in this property in the late 40s, early 50s.
Well, I'm glad that very dreary past has been expunged. Yeah. And what is today, you can hear, is a lively group of people arriving to enjoy something good to drink before they have a lovely meal here. I'm going to do something I absolutely never do, and that's hold you over into the next hour so we can find out more about this wonderful castle, Balik Castle, here in Ballinagh, County Mayo, Ireland. So stay with me. We're going into the top of the hour news. This is Stephanie Abrams live from Ireland, and we're flying high.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.